Did you know there's a new kind of AI out there? Not just chatbots writing poems, I mean AI agents. Sam Altman, the OpenAI CEO, called it AI's killer function.
Yeah.
They say it's going to change how we work.
Yeah, it's way more than just asking, you know, asking AI to write a report. Imagine asking your AI to go do the market research, you know, and analyze it all and then present the findings to you.
Yeah.
So we're talking about AI that operates independently, not just responds to like prompts.
Okay, so that's a little different. So it's not just a supercharged Siri then. What makes these AI agents so different from the AI tools we're already using?
Well, think of it this way. Current AI is like having a really smart assistant who can answer your questions and follow instructions.
Right.
But an AI agent is like having a whole team of super efficient coworkers, each specializing in a different task, who never need a coffee break.
Okay. Now that's a game changer. No wonder everyone's jumping on board.
Absolutely. Over 50 new companies focused on developing AI agent technology have popped up since 2022 alone. So there's a lot of excitement, but still early days.
So are we all getting robot butlers, or is this just hype?
I think we need to be careful about getting caught up in the hype.
Yeah.
While the technology is promising, it's not quite as seamless as some headlines make it seem.
Right.
One interesting thing is that most companies aren't focusing on those flashy consumer products.
Really?
Yeah. They're focusing on practical business uses for these agents.
So instead of planning our vacations, these AI agents are more likely to be found in a customer service department or helping out sales teams.
Exactly. They're tackling those essential everyday tasks. The sweet spot right now seems to be what we call horizontal applications, tasks that cut across different departments within a company. Customer support, sales, even software development AI agents are stepping in to lend a hand.
Okay, so I'm picturing AI agents replacing hundreds of customer service reps, effortlessly navigating complex code, maybe even acting as cybersecurity analyst. But is that really happening, or is that just the dream?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's a bit of both, actually. There are some exciting success stories emerging, but also some hurdles these AI agents still need to overcome.
So are AI agents just a buzzword, or are they making a real difference?
There are some really interesting examples of AI agents already making a big impact. For example, Klarna, the Swedish fintech company, has an AI assistant powered by OpenAI technology. They found that it can already handle the work of 700 customer service agents.
Wow, 700 agents. That's mind-blowing. You have to wonder, what's the secret sauce? How are they making it work so well?
It's all thanks to the incredible advancements in large language models, or LLMs. Think of it like this. Older AI was like memorizing a phrase book. LLMs are like learning the grammar of a language so they can understand and generate new sentences they've never seen before. They can handle much more complex conversations and tasks compared to the basic chatbots of the past. That's allowing companies like Klarna to automate a significant portion of their customer interactions.
It sounds like a dream come true for businesses looking to streamline operations and cut costs. They're projecting annual savings of $40 million. But I have to imagine there are still some bumps in the road. Are there any examples of AI agents falling short of expectations?
Absolutely. For all the progress, AI agents still struggle with certain challenges. Take Devin, for example. It's an AI agent developed by a company called Cognition. Devin is designed to be a software engineer agent, one of the most advanced of its kind. However, even Devin can only resolve about 14% of coding issues without human intervention.
Only 14%? That's a far cry from replacing an entire team of software engineers. What's holding these agents back?
One major hurdle is the complexity of the online world. The report you shared highlights how difficult it is for AI agents to interact with websites effectively. Websites are constantly changing, and even slight variations in design or functionality can trip up these agents. They struggle with things like logging into accounts, navigating menus, and understanding dynamic content.
It's like trying to teach a robot to navigate a messy room. I don't know about you, but my room is definitely a challenge for even human intelligence some days.
That's a great analogy. And on top of that, AI agents also have trouble chaining actions together logically. They might be able to complete individual steps, but putting them all together in the right order, especially when unexpected problems arise, is still a major challenge. And of course, there's always the potential for errors, which can have significant consequences depending on the task at hand.
So even if these AI agents, you know, get more reliable, are we really ready to trust them with important tasks? We're talking about like potentially automating jobs that require, you know, a lot of skill and experience.
Right. That's a key question. And it's something a lot of businesses are grappling with right now. Reliability is a major concern, especially in fields like finance or healthcare, where the stakes are high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some high-pressure situations. Imagine an AI agent, like, making investment decisions or, I don't know, giving medical advice. The possibility of something going wrong is a bit unnerving.
It is. But the good news is, companies are starting to realize how important it is to make these agents secure and trustworthy. There are companies like Vigil that are focused on doing just that, building tools that essentially act as like AI security guards to make sure these agents are behaving and operating ethically.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. So, with all this talk about AI and automation, which jobs are really on the line here? What industries should be, getting ready for the biggest changes?
Well, the report you shared points to software development as a prime example. There are roughly 1.8 million software engineers in the United States alone.
Wow.
That's a massive potential market for AI agents. We're talking about a potential $230 billion shift.
Wow, that's a huge number of jobs. But it's not just about coding, right? What about other fields? Could AI agents be, like, I don't know, analyzing legal documents or helping doctors make diagnoses?
Absolutely. The possibilities are pretty much endless. Imagine AI agents assisting lawyers with legal research or helping doctors analyze medical images for more accurate diagnoses. We're really just scratching the surface of what they could do.
This has been fascinating. It sounds like AI agents are rapidly changing the way we work, but there are still, some challenges to address. So, as you think about your own career, how could AI agents impact your field? What skills will be important in a future where AI is playing a bigger role?
It's an exciting and challenging time. We're on the edge of a major shift in how we work. Some jobs might become automated, but new opportunities are sure to emerge. The key is to stay adaptable and keep learning new skills.
So, to sum it all up, AI agents are evolving quickly, and they're poised to transform the world of work. But it's not all smooth sailing. There are challenges and a lot to consider as this technology develops. It's a topic we'll definitely be revisiting in future deep dives as new developments emerge.
Definitely. This is just the beginning of the AI agent story, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds.